We're here at the National Automatic Merchandising Association Coffee, Tea, and Water Show, and I'm speaking with Becky Palazzola from A Matter of Taste in Northridge, California. Becky just recently listened to a seminar on managing the prospect pyramid by business expert Jeb Blount, focusing on prospecting. And Becky, what did you think of the presentation?
I really got motivated with the presentation. We, at the present time, do not have a salesperson, and Joe and I have been thinking of going out and selling ourselves. And it made it clear that that has to be our focus 100% if that's what we're going to do, which isn't a bad thing. I can fire myself as the owner and all of the office work that I do, hire somebody to do that, and put us out on the street, so to speak, where we are most effective. It's how A Matter of Taste became who they are today, was Joe and I doing our own selling. You really have to know when to back off and from calls that you're making, not get tied up in that week after week after week of the carrot being dangled in your face. Know when to move on. You have to realize that most sales calls that may come to a conclusion and a close, it's going to take 90 days. So you cannot hit those in 30 days, keep talking for 90 days, and then not expect to have a dead time. You have to constantly, every day, be working on generating new leads, new leads, new leads. And that was a big eye-opener and something that I'm definitely going to take to heart.
And did it give you any new ideas about how to find new leads?
I think sales is sales, and it sort of went back to you need to pound the pavement. The telephone can help a lot. You can travel a lot of miles on a telephone, but the reality of today's world of not ever getting somebody, a real live person on the phone, is difficult. He gave a few clues on how to get and maneuver the employee list and getting through to people. The cold calls, or when you have an appointment at a location, take advantage of it. He called it the T system, to where you look to the right, you look to the left, and you go and you start dropping off material to those places also. I think that was very good. And the other thing is just persistence. You have to be passionate about it. And as a business owner, I'm very passionate about my business. So I'm taking that to heart.
Okay, Becky, thank you.
Thank you.